Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list.
Guys, it's Carly, Daytime Master Doug. It's Thursday the 12th, thank God it's the 12th, and not the 13th, because no one knows how I feel about it being the 13th. You know, the 13th, bad stuff happens. I don't care what people say or what people think on that scale. You know, it's crappy that things are happening. Disneyland is closed. The baseball season is suspended. The basketball season is suspended. The college basketball season is suspended. And I'm waiting on David Sosa Martinez, who's coming on for the first time, and I'm letting the boys on.
Hi, hey, guys. Carly.
Okay, hey. Bobby.
Hey.
Oh, Bobby, I wasn't mad Bobby, I wasn't mad at you when you texted me today. It's been like a crazy day.
Yeah. When I saw ESPN what was going on with some of the events, I was under the impression that maybe this was big on all three networks, especially with CBS with the college basketball games next week that were supposed to be played, and with ESPN with the and ABC being connected with the sports thing. The only sports league that's going to be played this weekend, and I'm not sure what's going on, will be the XFL. And I don't know why they're still playing the Dragons game. Nobody can't come out to the game to begin with, but they're putting the broadcasters and the camera people in danger now if you're filming the game.
True, but, I mean, you got to remember that, you know, I think what the federal level is doing by canceling the, you know, season with, for right now, suspending the baseball season.
Right, because they suspended the hockey season. Because I was going to watch the Carolina Hurricanes and Maggie's Blackhawks a little bit during the next few weeks, but now I can't do that.
Believe me.
And the same with the
Maggie
White Sox.
Maggie is not happy with, Maggie is not really happy with it because
I'm
she loves
the
happy sports.
Too, because I can't listen to any of the Chicago Bulls games or watch the White Sox on MLB Network in spring training at 2-3 o'clock in the morning because they have decided to halt the season until later on. And now the other possibility is you could be going straight into the Olympics with the NHL Stanley Cup Finals and the NBA Finals all being settled and some of these European club game matches being settled before the Olympics. And there's talk and if the Olympics are smart, they'll just hold it next year and just give the way for what happened in 2024 and what happened in 2022 with the Winter Games. If they're smart.
Well, you know, is this being precautious right now? And, you know, if we had a real leader in the White House, which we don't, Price is Right. Let's see, my favorite game show, Price is Right, Showcase, The Price is Right, the show is going mini entertainment, so some are without audience. Production told that they are selling down for obvious reasons due in the audience from contracting the disease. So, as we reported, Zebedee has no audience, Real Person has no audience, The View has no audience, Lincoln the Wife has no audience, Evan has no audience, and Live with Kelly and Martin has no audience. And, oh, by the way, David, I'm still waiting for your friend.
And neither of the Good Morning America broadcasts have audience, not the morning or the afternoon one. We're kind of going back into the early days of cable news tell with some of these morning shows where they used to broadcast the news from the studio and not have an audience until after Kathy League and Regis started the whole thing.
Oh, I love Live with Kelly and Ryan. I mean, I'm in love with Sequest. And people are going to say, hey, you're not in love with. Okay, fine. I don't mind hearing it.
Yeah, but what's going to happen with American Idol once they get past the audition so far?
You know what? American Idol, I think by now, is unknown because, the thing is, American Idol is, not known yet what they're going to do. Because after all, that is usually so many people all at once.
Right.
And
through, like, the early auditions and the people that already made it into the Hollywood round, and even those that are going to make it to the live round, you're just putting them at risk.
Well, and you got to remember, you guys, this is the first for everyone to go through. And, we just have to be patient. This is a time that no one ever thought would possibly happen. And we just have to, we just have to be patient and wait and see, what the next move is. And every time Trump comes on the air, he's making people worse. Mm-hmm. He's making anxiety worse.
Yeah, he came out last night, but unless you're in Alaska or Hawaii, you were probably lucky just to get General Hospital in its entirety as opposed to those people because of the time difference.
Oh, and NVH has spent the remainder of the season. This was going to be the year for Kobe Bryant. This was going to be the year the Lakers could took it all home for Kobe. We have a guest here. Okay, David, Bobby, we are going to let him on, and then we will get back to our discussion after this. So, okay.
Sure.
Tonight, you guys, welcome David Joseph Martinez to the show. You've seen him in Miami Vice, Liberal, I Am Pinturo, and Unsolved Mysteries. So let's welcome David to the show. Hi, David.
Hi. How are you doing? Very good.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I've seen you in Unsolved Mysteries, which I loved when you were on there. I thought you did a really good job.
Cool.
How was it for you with Unsolved Mysteries?
Yes. Actually, it was one of my during that period of time. It was actually a highlight in casting. For a part, I went against some of my Miami contemporaries because I'm from Miami, and I started.
Yeah, I saw that. That is so cool.
Yeah, and the and so it was. I was against like six other guys that were like the top of their game, and in front of everyone, the producer says, "We want David," you know, and it was very cool to win their hearts in getting that position. Yeah.
Well, you know, and also, you know, I mean, you've been in, you know, what the cool thing is, I think you were on Miami Vice with, I love
yes.
Miami Vice. I love Miami Vice. You know, it was one of my favorite shows back in the day. Actually, when my grandfather died, the night of his wake, we all watched Miami Vice. Because it was on and we were bored. So, did you work with Don Johnson, and how was that? Because I love Don Johnson. I've always loved him. I miss him having his series on TV,
oh, yeah.
You know.
I learned a lot from of actually TV acting, actually acting in general, by watching him. I was able to, a couple of years before, actually a year before my first role on Miami Vice, I worked as a, in the Organized Crime Bureau. And so I had the opportunity to watch the whole team,
awesome.
Everyone from, Edward James Almos, to Big Booty Trudy, to Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas and John Beale, and to watch, and of course Sandra Santiago, and watch these individuals work in their element. It was amazing, and just the concentration that he brought to the set and his commitment to the character was very, very cool to watch, and something that inspired me to do the same thing when I work.
Well, I mean, Miami Vice was just one of the shows that you did not want to miss because you knew you were in for an hour of fun no matter what happened. And, you know, I'm from the generation that loved Miami Vice, Hunter, all that. I just, you know, love cop shows. Don't ask me why. It's, you know, kind of in my blood, I guess. And, you were with Sylvester Stallone on something, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I had the honor to work with him twice, actually, in the first movie that he directed in the series of many Expendables. I was in the first one. And
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to work with him. And what was interesting is, and a lot of people don't know this, but during the scene, you know, they everything was set up, and they said pictures up. And when you hear pictures up, you know, there's no going to the restroom, there's no taking break, nothing. You're performing, you're ready. Time is money. You have to be on like right now. And everything was set except where I had my hands tied behind my back, and I'm about to be executed, and I'm pleading for my life in Spanish for the actor David Zayas. And there was a kind of a gully right where my knees were, where water was supposed to be running through and making that water sound. And in my tears, you could hear it dropping on the water, but the water would come in and then it would stop and there was nothing there. And for 45 minutes, we were waiting for the props crew to basically get it to where the water would stay there, you know, and make that sound. I'm more of a method actor, and I stayed in character crying my eyes out for 45 minutes straight. And the cameraman was so impressed by that. What was interesting was Sylvester Stallone was walking around and all of a sudden he said, "I'm disappointed in you guys," to the props guy, and everything just like the air went out of the room, like, okay, we better get this together. And then he walks by me and says, "Quit drooling," and is, you know, "Quit drooling." And I just kept it in my character, and the cameraman asked him to come over and look in the camera at me and like watch me what I was doing. And he actually changed the position of the camera, and he said, put a camera directly on David, which was me. There was David Zayas, but also me. And so the scene that starts out with me and then goes to David Zayas, which was just really, really cool. Mr. Stallone was so impressed by that that he actually said hello to me in the commissary after a producer's meeting, and, you know, pointed at me and said hello. And I went up to him and I said, "Mr. Stallone, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity of working with you." And he said in his typical Stallone fashion, "Well, you know, you did a good job." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe he said that." And I happened to have a camera in my pocket. I said, "Mr. Stallone, would you mind having a picture with me?" And he said, "Yeah, sure." And there were two other photographers doing a biopic on him, a documentary. And on my Facebook page, you see a picture of Mr. Stallone and myself, which, you know, hardly anybody gets to have. And it was just a moment that just really was a highlight of my career at that point.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is
very cool.
Awesome. And also, how was booking on The Bodyguard?
The Bodyguard was cool. What was interesting about The Bodyguard, I'm friends with the casting director, and she called me up. She said, "Hey, we got this scene. We need a good actor to pick up glasses and clean up after this scene. Can you do it?" And I said, "Sure." And and it was amazing working with the director of that. But we started the scene, and it was pretty much just one take. And what ended up happening was I'm supposed to like bump into her and say, "Oh, excuse me," but instead I'm picking up glasses. And I had to get to her within a certain period of time when she got to the stairs. So I'm picking up glasses, and I grabbed three glasses all at once, and I went to put it on the tray. And all of a sudden, like, two of the glasses slipped out of my hand, and it smashed on the marble floor. I look, and I'm looking at the glasses that smashed on the floor. I almost run into Whitney Houston and stop. And I say, "Excuse me, but you don't," the line is like garbled because I'm like stopping in between. She she looks at me and just rolls her eyes and keeps walking ahead. And that was a take. One take.
Wow. Wow. That is awesome. And I go and I'll hug you because David and Bobby both want to talk to you, and I don't want to get myself in trouble, even though that's my real name, you see. Well, not really, but, you know, they could have made me in trouble and, you know, be done with it. So I'm going to bring on David, who's very excited about he booked you, and he's the best PR guy I have in the business. Hey, David.
Hey, Carly. Hi, David. How you doing?
Great, man. Good to have you on also.
Yeah. You got to come back. Yeah, I saw you now in Bodyguard. The scene you talk about, like, working with Ethan. We're, like, working over that little scene you shot.
Yes, it was funny. What's amazing about this career that I've been pursuing off and on for the last 30 something years is that you get to work with some of the biggest actors, of course, but some of the biggest directors of all time, like Mick Jackson, the director, is considered like one of the top directors of all time. And I got to work with him. It was just amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, great movie.
And
you also went,
yeah.
You also in Escape Plan. We like working on that. I saw you in that.
Right.
Escape Plan.
You know, and yes. You know, I'd like to think, and I thought that Mr. Stallone had something to do with the casting, but apparently it didn't. We had the same casting director and got to audition for that. And that was just an amazing opportunity to work with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And you got to see that scene that I did.
Yes.
Yeah. It was amazing working with Mr. Schwarzenegger. He was very funny on set. He, just talked very down to earth with myself and a stuntman named Ido. That's mm-hmm. his last name, Ido. And and we were just talking about like past surgeries and you know times he had to have surgery here and there and replacements and just talking just very off the cuff and very uncensored, and it was just very cool to be able to work with an action icon. In that movie, I didn't get to work directly with Mr. Stallone because his scene was in the water. And
yeah.
I did get to see him, but he had just finished a fight scene and he was like totally exhausted and was resting until he went back on again. So I didn't get to say hello to him a second time. Working with the director, Mikkel Hofstrom, that was an amazing opportunity also to work with him. And he's very, very noted in working with Anthony Hopkins and just doing some great work. I don't know if you got to see the movie Looper.
No.
The movie Looper actually is with the director Rian Johnson. And Rian Johnson is is noted for doing the Last Jedi, and he's also has a trilogy. He's working on a trilogy for the Star Wars franchise. And he's also the director of, that just came out, Knives Out.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yes. He's working on a second Knives Out. I was able to work with him on the movie Looper. And again, you know, just a regular guy. And actually, he was just trying to recover from the flu. And just a really, really down-to-earth guy, just like pretty much a kid at heart, but somebody who's just has accomplished so much in so little time in his career, because he's still a pretty young guy. I think he's in his 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know, working on that movie was like amazing.
Yeah, guys, check Looper out. Yeah, awesome.
Definitely
yeah.
Check Looper out.
Okay.
I just had a movie that just came out recently, actually 2 months ago. It premiered in Dallas. And it's called Assassin 33, and I play the head bad guy. I play the Osama bin Laden of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. One of the things that I pride in is you know how actors they pretty much look the same, you know, pretty much their whole career, and I like looking different, or try to look different in each movie that I make.
Yeah.
And in this movie, there's a screenshot of me on that movie, and I have a full beard, mustache, and the scarf that they wear and the headdress. An Arab headdress and a scar on my face, and it looks completely not like me. It's pretty interesting. Yes.
Well, you get to come back on promote that when it comes out. They tell you back. So, yeah.
What
was
that
there.
Now?
I said come back on and promote it when it comes out.
Yes, actually, yes, thanks. As a matter of fact, I haven't heard too much about after the movie debuted. I think they're doing select theaters around. There's another movie that's coming out called Roe versus Wade. They haven't had an opening for that yet. I know it's sometime in the future. That movie in particular, it because of the content of the abortion issue, it's gone through its controversies. So I'm not sure when they're going to debut that. There's another film that you can catch on Amazon Prime where I play the bad guy and it's called 1959. It's a horror movie, kind of a thriller horror movie. It's received several awards on different festival circuits, and they have it there on Amazon Prime to rent. And there's another movie that I'm also a part of called Jack of Spades that's also on Amazon Prime, from what I understand. You can catch, where I play another bad guy. I'm actually the killer in both films, which is kind of fun to play, actually.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But thank you for coming on, Bobby. Talk to you. We'll talk soon again.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely, sure.
Okay, Kai, you put Bobby on.
Yeah, put Bobby on. Then after Bobby, can you sing for like 10 minutes? Yeah. I heard you're a really good singer, a little birdie told me. And I will bring on Bobby first.
You good? Okay.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Oh, good.
Hey, Bobby, and you're on?
Yeah, I'm on. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was
hey,
awesome
hey,
that
Bobby.
You get to work with these great celebrities, Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Whitney Houston, just... And pleasure that you got a chance at Don Johnson. It was a pleasure that you got a chance to work with all these people.
Oh yeah, thanks. Yeah, I got to work with Morgan Freeman twice actually.
Awesome.
Yeah, one of the movies. You do know them?
Right. No. I didn't know it, but I was going to say that I know that Don Johnson did some singing when he was on Miami Vice, but not necessarily on the show in general. But and I know that he was on the show for a brief time. And I mean, he was on the show during that run. And Whitney Houston, of course, was a big singer as well. So it was just a pleasure to work with these multi-talented actors and singers. But going with what you were saying just a minute ago,
Bobby, did you have any more questions?
Well, I don't have any more questions, but I would love to hear this guy sing, because if he's good at...
Oh, yeah, sing something for us.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I'll sing for 10 minutes, but let me see. Okay. There were birds in the tree, but I never heard them sing. I never heard them at all since I met you. There were birds in the tree, but I never saw them winging. I never saw them at all since I met you. And I hear music and wonderful romance. They tell me they grow in sweet meadows of dawn and dew. So I sing all the time, 'cause I always hear them singing, yes, I hear them singing all the time since I met you.
Awesome.
There you go.
You're welcome. That was awesome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I don't get to sing much. I go ahead.
You know, if you had done this on the set of The Bodyguard with Whitney Houston or on the set of Miami Vice with Don Johnson, I cannot imagine the hit that you you guys would have had together.
Oh, right. Good morning. Yes.
That was excellent. And
thank you.
And, you know, we would love...
Go ahead.
Do you have any more thing? Because, I mean, we will, you know, we will love having you back anytime. Yeah, we would totally, you know, want to have you back on the show. And when you have anything to promote, please let us know.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and just ask David, and I will friend request you because I haven't done it yet, but I will just have David friend request you for me or whatever. But, yeah, you are just so talented, and we would love you to come back on. You have so many great stories.
Oh, thanks. Yes. Well, it's been an interesting life. Definitely.
Yeah, and thank you so much for coming on, and please come back.
Will do. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, David. And thank you, Carly, for having me.
Oh, no problem.
Have
a good day or night.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you so much again.
Yeah.
It was awesome just to hear him sing because I. Oh, I'm sorry.
What was that?
Have a good night.
No, I didn't hang up yet. But what were you saying?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much again.
Oh, have a great night.
Nice.
Okay, you too.
Have a great
night.
All right.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
David,
that
are you on?
Minute.
Yeah.
David, are you on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, is both of you on now?
Yeah.
Bobby, are you on?
Yeah, I just heard Bobby.
Bobby, are you on? Bobby, are you on?
Bobby.
The switchboard is going crazy. Bobby, are you on? Bobby, are you on?
I was about to text you and say that you got me muted.
Oh.
You got me muted.
Oh, well, you know, David, I usually don't give you compliments because you drive me crazy. But I will say that you picked a wonderful actor to have on.
Thank you.
And you did such a good job that you get a point.
Yeah. You did a good job, David.
Because now we are going to be on the honor system.
We pick our own guests because last week I got Wally on the show. This week David gets his friend on the show. Who knows what Maggie might want to get next week? Maurice Bernard, perhaps? I know he's busy with General Hospital and stuff, but one can only hope that Maggie can get him on.
And Maggie is not on tonight. She's just not feeling well. And don't worry, she will be back. She's just, like I said, not feeling well. And, you know, it's me against you boys. So... but we are going to end the show really soon because, you know how many voice gets boys. But remember yesterday, General Hospital was excellent when Sunny beat the crap out of Brad. It was amazing. It was one of the best I've ever seen. And...
Wow.
Okay, he didn't beat him up, but he's good to him. He's good to him. Bobby, did you see it?
I've just been I might catch up with it later on this weekend since there's no sports on, because I thought about watching it, but then I thought again that maybe the breaking news locally about the coronavirus locally in our area would interrupt it, cause, like you did the other day with the stock market and everything else, because and so I didn't want to take no chances of actually getting into a press conference halfway through, even though I was home. I said I'd watch it live.
Okay, you know, you guys really need to get Hulu. Because my opinion is Hulu is only $6.99 a month, you guys. And it's worth every penny.
I thought about getting it when all my children, when my flip went online, but I thought, why would I want to watch a soap opera that's been all
through
for
you
year?
Can't see, if you miss any of the primetime show, you can watch it on Hulu too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so, and of course, I'm not telling you what to do. Well, maybe I am.
Right. Well, actually, you got me watching General Hospital while I was watching Only Days Are Lives, and then Bone and Beautiful for a while. And then you almost got me watching Young and the Restless until Pop took off the reruns at night and in the morning.
Well, and I just want to say that you guys, please stay safe. You know, I mean, during this time, please don't do anything crazy. Wait, that's my thing. But just please just keep safe, because I don't want anything happening to you too. Even on YouTube, driving crazy. And they just closed Disneyland and Disneywood, you guys. You know, what is this world coming to?
Yeah. I mean, I saw the other night where they had rescheduled the Washington, D.C. and the Raleigh General Hospital event. So I'm thinking about going in October to the General Hospital event in Raleigh if I can come up with the amount of money for the Platinum Edition so I can get the autographs and the pictures and the time and just spend a night in a hotel room. So, but I'm not too sure since I already went to Myrtle Beach. But if I do, I'll make sure that I'll get one of the guys that are going to be on there, especially Ian or William Lipton, to just try to come on the show. I know they're current contract players, but we can work something out.
Well,
and I know with Ian's schedule with volleyball and high school, it's going to be hard to get her on in the fall anyway during that time, unless she has winter break from school.
Okay, Bobby, you cute Bobby Mama, what's the new rule? If I have a rant, which I don't tonight, but if I do, what's the new rule?
Let you speak.
Okay, if I have a rant, you don't interrupt Carly.
Okay.
David knows that. David doesn't want to mess with me.
All right. I'm sorry, Carly.
And, I want to thank David for getting the interview. And then when is our next show?
Tuesday we have Amy Curtis. Tuesday.
Okay.
Amy Curtis.
Okay, do me a favor. Since my brain is, you know, and my phone kind of went crazy. We text me all the people we are going to have because my phone kind of went crazy the other night.
Next Friday, we got Joe Souza. We'll be on general hospital and some other things.
Well, and remember, you guys, to wash your hands. Be careful of the bathroom.
Yeah.
And don't listen to Trump.
Also, David said he had fun. David said he had fun. He had fun. He's ready to be on the show.
Thanks, David.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.